This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Security forces in Myanmar fired on protesters Sunday, killing at least 18 people and leaving more than 30 others injured in the deadliest day of demonstrations since the February 1st military coup, according to the United Nations Human Rights Office. In a statement, the office called on the military to immediately halt the use of force against peaceful protesters. Later Sunday, the UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, released a statement that listed options for UN member states and the Security Council to take action. He said, as the military junta of Myanmar ratchets up its violence against the people, I believe it is imperative that the international community ratchet up its response. Among the options laid out in his statement are a global arms embargo, sanctions against businesses owned or controlled by the junta, and the convening of the UN Security Council to discuss the issue. On sanctions, Andrews urged countries that have already established some to immediately consider more. The United States late Sunday condemned the bloody crackdown on protests and hinted at potential sanctions. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in a statement, "We are preparing additional actions to impose further costs on those responsible for this latest outbreak of violence and the recent coup. We will have more to share in the coming days." Witnesses to Sunday's bloody protests say police used tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and in some cases, live ammunition in the country's biggest city, Yangon. Media organizations posted videos showing demonstrators dragging some of those injured away from the protests, leaving bloody smears on the pavement.